You're listening to Culture Lab Pop.
It's going to be hilarious.
You best put seatbelts on your ears, Roy. Because I'm going to take them for the ride of their lives.
On ThoseDesSays.net.
Was awesome.
It's the longest intro in the history of life.
But that little breakdown right there, it was sexy.
I feel this like I'm playing like Doctor Who, the video game.
This is called Retro Regeneration.
I'm playing on the Sega Master System.
Yeah. This is the original, like a remix of the original theme.
Not the original,
new,
yeah.
Not the new Season 8 theme.
Which is more brooding and dark.
It is, isn't it?
Hmm. It kind of matches the Doctor's personality, doesn't it?
It sure does. I was reading
that
an article.
Mean man.
You're, by the way, listening to Culture My Pop on ThingsDeathSays.net. Happy Saturday to your ass. I was reading an article on the internet.
The interweb. The interweb.
And it was about how the Doctor and his actions over the last couple of episodes, like, it's everything that happens is the Doctor's fault. Like,
everything.
The whole reason that he put them on the last planet in the universe and almost had them die there is because he was having, like, a nightmare. And, like, he was just curious, and so he almost killed everyone.
But that's what the Doctor does. Like, that's what he's done from day one.
Or, like,
when
he was curious about, like, some evil creature from another dimension, so he accidentally put an entire school and children in danger. It's like, that was your fault, dude. Like, if you had just not done that, everything would have been fine. That was totally
I'm tired of the Doctor being all perfect. I wanted to make mistakes.
I like this Doctor. Very disconnected from humanity, and it's great.
He's a very gruff man.
I like him. He's great.
Indeed.
I want him to do more mean things.
Like leave Clara on the moon?
Yeah. Oh, man, that Doctor. Tonight's episode.
You know who I don't like, though, in Doctor Who? I don't like Danny.
Yeah, he's a dick.
Because at the end of the day, right, Clara's job on this show is to be the Doctor's companion. And I feel like he's distracting her from this task.
Yes. How dare he be a distraction? The Doctor should, like, sonic him.
Yeah, poke him in the eye with a sonic screwdriver or something.
That'll be something.
Rewire his brain. Like, this Danny's weird anyway. Like, from the very beginning. That, my dude's in the army and starts crying. The hell, man.
Yeah.
John Rain wouldn't do that.
That's right. John Rain would not cry in Nam. Him crying Nam just shoots a man.
Yeah. John Rain wouldn't do that. Neither would Jack Reacher.
Yeah. They're men. Jack Reacher would just have a coffee and just keep going with his day.
That guy doesn't sleep either, anyway.
We had a lecture this week on in one of my classes about the evils of like all the terrible things you're supporting when you buy like cheaply made clothes and cheaply made coffee and stuff like that, which like everybody knows, but everybody does anyway because consumerism. That's how it works.
But that's how Jack Reacher lives, though, isn't it?
Yeah, he buys cheap things. So I'm thinking, A, this person was so. Like, such a good speaker. I've never been called a terrible person in a more entertaining and eloquent manner. And B, Jack Reacher would not appreciate this lecture.
No.
No.
Although I think in a way, Jack Reacher might, though. Because he's a very simple man.
He is a simple man. He doesn't need no home.
He doesn't need... And when he has a home, he feels all kinds of weird.
Yeah. Have you read that book yet, where he has a home?
Yeah.
Let's put him in a home. He'll have a home. No, let's...
That's General terrible. Garber gave him a home.
Yeah, damn it, General Garber. We're such nerds.
We are. By the way, I read a wonderful book yesterday. It's kind of like a young adult fiction, but it's really good. It's by an author named Harlan Coben. I don't know if you've heard of him.
I have not.
He's a very, very, he's an amazing writer. I've read like 13 books of his this year alone.
Wow.
The series I was reading yesterday was the Mickey Bolitar series. It's like a young, it's like young adult fiction, but it's really good. But the series that I recommend to everybody that's written by Harlan Coben is the Myron Bolitar series, which is just hilariously funny, but very emotionally draining at the same time.
Books are fun.
Books are fun.
The entryway into the deepest, darkest, I don't know.
See, another thing about horror writers I don't get, like, a lot of these horror writers, I've found that they can be quite religious at certain times.
That's true.
It's like, hang on a second, you write the darkest stuff in the world.
Yeah, man. Lighten up a little bit.
It's like, whoa. It's like, where does this come from? You know, what, on Sundays you're going to go and praise God, and the next minute you're writing about
death and blood and gore and more death.
Yeah, that's Resident Evil.
Yeah, that's a bunch of zombie things, man. The Walking Dead is this one of the most popular zombie things. It starts tomorrow.
Is it back now? Because yeah, I know they put all four seasons on Netflix, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
It's back tomorrow.
See, I never got, I don't know if it's just me, like, but then again, I can't say that because of who my favorite person on the other show is, but sure. I'm not really into this whole zombie undead thing.
I think it's cool. It's a cool fear, and it's one of those things that's both implausible, but at the same time, you can't say it can never happen.
It can't happen. Come on now.
But it's a cool thing. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, you can imagine, like, you can visualize how fucking terrifying it would be to see, like, one of your loved ones, like, coming back from the dead. And, like, you can visually tie someone to that, and then it's scary.
I guess. But it's like, I feel like these people that make these zombie movies and make them so ridiculous that it's kind of, it makes it implausible.
Yeah.
I guess it's the overhyping of it. Like, they overdo it. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's just like mummy movies. Like, I didn't get it. Like, how the hell?
Yeah, I don't get mummy movies. I like watching the evolution of zombies, though. Like,
from human to undead?
No, they're like different theories. Like, depending on the horror movie director, there are different theories of how zombies are. Some are like the zombies that are just dead, and they rise from the dead, and they're just dead. And there are other zombies that are like people
half
who have, they're like people who have been infected with a virus, and so they're not really dead, but it's a virus that's making them be all creepy
undead.
And zombie-like and stuff.
It's the same with the vampire thing, isn't it? Because there's so mm-hmm. many ways you could look at the vampire genre. Also, you know, there's the you know, the undead element where they just kind of haven't really died, have they?
Yeah,
it's there. And then some people take it into the sexual element. There's sure. that.
And there's also another theory that says that this is George Romero's theory, where the zombies evolve. Like, they learn and they adapt. The same.
Oh no! When was the last
do.
Time you saw an intelligent zombie?
Yeah, they learn and they adapt to the surroundings. Like, the zombies have learned how to trick people and like have lights on and lure them in. So I'm just waiting for the day where like the zombies evolve beyond the point where they no longer need human flesh. Like,
we're just gonna coexist with zombies.
Yeah, like, they're just gonna be agricultural creatures. Like, they're gonna have zombie farms and they just grow your crops for you. The zombie orange fields of Northern California.
Northern California. Buy your zombie orange juice.
Yeah, come by the zombie pumpkin patch for Halloween. We got
there you go.
A friendly zombie will help you pick your favorite pumpkin for your little child.
Oh, you know what would be awesome? You can get zombies to do pranks for you.
Yes. Dude, we can get the zombies to drive the Ubers.
That'd be awesome.
A zombie task rabbit. That'd be cool. Have you seen the movie Shaun of the Dead?
I have. You can't really miss it being British.
That's true. Yeah. It was much bigger over there, I bet.
Yeah.
Here it wasn't that big, but it was a cult thing and I loved it.
He's an amazing man, is that Simon Pegg?
That Simon Pegg is a great man. He's on my bucket list for interviews, by the way.
Is he?
Yeah.
Ooh, now that would be a great interview.
Mm-hmm. So, I like the way that movie ends, where he just like keeps him in the shed and he just plays video games with him.
Just chilling.
And they have the zombies on TV for like game shows and shit. Like, that's what I want our society. If there's a zombie apocalypse, that's what I want our society to be like with the aftermath.
See, that's what we want, isn't it? We want us and the zombies and the vampires to coexist.
Yeah, we just gotta be bros, man. The werewolves can piss off, but I mean,
but they're weird all the way around, aren't they?
Yeah, werewolves are just creepy dudes that need a shave. Like, that's all they
I know.
Are.
Yeah.
So, anyway,
gotta wait for the full moon just so they can like so they can stop being weird for another 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's like, it's not a superpower unless you can have it more than one day out of the month. All right, like, you're not special. You're just a freak.
See, now, of all the movies that you could, because we're coming close to Halloween, I'm sure we'll do a Halloween special at some point.
Or something, sure.
Now, there's certain genres of, like, there's horror movies. I like those horror movies where it's very subtle horror.
Yeah.
Like, it will creep you, it will make you think about it later on.
Yeah, like, I know what you mean, exactly.
That's the kind of horror I like. I don't like the horror that's, like, straight up
jump out
horror.
It's gonna scare you. Have you seen The Fourth Kind?
No, I haven't.
This movie's fucking terrifying for us. It'll scare the shit out of you. holy Christ, you need to watch this movie.
I recommend The Possession also.
Yeah, those types of movies freak me out. Yeah. This one in particular, The Fourth Kind, is about aliens, obviously, because it's The Fourth Kind.
Mm.
But it's basically about how they sneak in when you're asleep and they take you away and they experiment on you and they bring you back.
It's kind of like the human centipede type thing, isn't it?
Almost. And they like they forget about you. They make you forget about it.
But you do these little things afterwards?
Yeah, they do these things that you're like, what the fuck? How did that? It's really creepy. But they make it really scary and scientific, which makes it scarier.
I think that's the art of doing good horror movies, I think, is becoming lost on a lot of directors, excuse me, in this day and age. Because to me, every horror movie nowadays is the same. Same story, same sort of theme, same ending. Everyone's trying to do that Paranormal Activity thing now. It's really annoying.
Yeah, let's do a gritty horror movie, guys. It'll look like
this. And what we'll do is we're just going to use a shot with one camera.
Yeah, man. And it's going to look like it was really cheap, but really it cost us like $10 million, man.
Come on, get some new ideas.
Is this like, our new character, Scummy Director?
Scummy Director.
Scumbag Hollywood exec.
Wait, hey, man. What we're going to do is we're gonna charge these Hollywood studios like a shitload of money.
I don't know why that was so funny, but it was.
So we're going to get Rob Schneider and Adam Sandler to do another goddamn movie because fuck, we hate ourselves.
Exactly. And then if we really want to add some class, we'll just give Will Smith $20 million and he'll do like a walk-on.
$20 million for a walk-on? That doesn't sound extreme to me at all, man.
Yeah, but you know, they won't know that. Only we will.
Yeah.
Like, they think we're stupid.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. No, I totally
agree. You know what really frustrates me? You know those ones that they say, oh, it's based on a true story? No, it's not.
There is a Mitch Hedberg joke about that where he goes, when I watch a movie, it says inspired by a true story. He's like, I think that's bullshit because I could write a movie about a cow and I could be like, yeah, that was inspired by a story I read about a dude.
Exactly. It's true. Like, you take on part of a story and then you said, okay, this whole movie's based on that truth. Come on now.
I feel you, man. Movies are weird.
Movies are weird. This is why comedy movies are usually the best ones.
Yeah, man. We're going to make a comedy movie and it's going to be with Zach Galifianakis
and Jessica Alba Biel. Yeah.
Alba Biel?
Alba Biel.
Why isn't it Jessica Timberlake?
It should be, shouldn't it?
Are they married?
Yeah.
How dare she not change her name? How dare she not follow tradition?
See, that's cool, isn't it? Jessica Timberlake.
Yeah, it does sound cool. I'm not saying she should change her name because she's a woman. I'm saying she should change her name because that's a cool name. Jessica Timberlake. That sounds cool to Jessica Biel.
She sounds like a lawyer, Jessica Biel.
Yes. Hello, I am Madam Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel and Associates.
If you have an accident, we can help.
If you've had an accident in the last 10 years...
No, they're British, so it's more formal. No, we may proffer forth assistance.
For assistance. They'll still be chasing the ambulances, though.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Do British lawyers chase ambulances?
Not that I've seen, actually.
Hmm. Like, well, do they have ambulances?
I've never seen an American lawyer do it either. But
that's true. Do they have British ambulances? Like, I feel like the ambulances would sound different in England. Like, they would be more polite.
The same. It's the same. You can't change a siren sound. The siren's the same.
You could give a siren a different accent if you wanted to. It could be like
a high pitched siren.
Woo! Excuse me, sir. Woo!
No. Siren has its own personality.
Yes, it's like, oh, hello. I'm sorry to be making so much of a rocket, but I must get this gentleman to the hospital. No, it's
I must get him to accident and emergency. Yes.
No, it's not to the hospital there, sorry. I must get him to hospital. Yes. Woo.
Yeah, we miss out the.
Yeah.
Let's get him to hospital. I'm going to the hospital, mate.
Yeah. Yes. Excuse me, sir. Woo.
Woo. Slightly camp siren.
By the way, speaking of you being in England, I was talking to you yesterday, and you said you are in Tinseltown, and I said, "Isn't that Hollywood?" And you said, "It's an American-style diner," which piqued my curiosity. Yes. It piqued my curiosity. What do other people consider to be American style? I want to know.
It's basically American style dialer, like just burgers and hot dogs and wings.
That's the food we're known for.
Pretty much.
Awesome.
No, but the thing is, right? And
none
they
of
do,
that
like,
is ours,
you know,
by the
like,
way.
They do waffles and things like that, like American style milkshakes and things like that.
What's a not American style milkshake?
I think yours is a little bit thicker.
Hmm.
In texture.
Yeah, I need to travel more. That's what I'm getting at.
You do, man.
I do.
Like for instance, I had the double cheeseburger. It was huge. I could barely fit this thing in my mouth.
Oh, those are the best, man.
Yeah, man.
Hashtag
it's good, though.
Gigantic cheeseburger.
Yes, indeed.
I'm hungry.
Tinseltown. I thought it was a franchise like all over the world, but obviously not.
No. I was like, you're in Hollywood and you didn't tell me? What the hell, man?
Man, I'm on my way.
We could cruise sunset, man.
Yeah, man. No, right but yeah, it's an eatery.
Hmm.
Very good though. All
right.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Cool. That's cool.
I don't understand what no, another thing, one more thing about eateries. I had this burger, right? And there was like a cocktail stick poking out of it. Huh?
Yes. What's the deal with toothpicks?
I don't understand that.
I think it's to look fancy. It makes the burger look fancy. However, I've never learned the norm. Like, there's a toothpick in the burger. So is it socially acceptable to, like, when you're done
just
eating?
Take it out?
No, like, is it socially acceptable to, like, actually use the
toothpick
when you're done?
Use the toothpick afterwards?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never figured that out.
No, neither have I. I just usually take it out and just kind of put it in my pocket.
Yeah. Just leave it there on the side. Like, I acknowledge your frilliness. The same thing with the frilly lettuce. Like, I don't know. It's there for decoration. Do I really want to ruin the decoration and eat the lettuce?
Nah, man. Forget that, man. It's lettuce. I'm eating it. It's there for a reason, man.
It's there, man.
It's there. Now, see, there's another thing. You know, I don't know if it's just here, but it's another thing with pizzas. They put this triangle thing in the middle of it. I'm like, why?
Oh, I think that's to hold it together or something.
That's stupid.
Stupid pizza. Pizza should be disorganized and unrecognizable.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Look at the turtles. They don't have to mess around with triangle things on their pizzas.
They don't need that shit.
Yeah. Well, the turtles' pizza, like, even in the cartoon, looks so good. Like, I look at mine and go, my cheese isn't dripping like that. No.
There's a pizza here where the cheese is so hot. The cheese is so hot and melty that you can't even eat the pizza for like 10 minutes or the whole thing will slide off the crust.
It'll just kind of fall apart.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome and annoying.
And tomato sauce.
Yeah, that's what it is. It'll just all slide off onto the plate. Like, it's a disaster, but it's amazing.
See, that's kind of my idea of heaven, because I just love cheese as a thing. I love cheese.
Cheese is a...
Hashtag cheese.
Hashtag cheese. Hashtag West Coast Wispy. Hashtag Twitter.
Twitter!
There we go.
We will be discussing West Coast Wispy. Wispy?
Wispy?
Yeah.
Next week.
We'll be discussing West Coast Wispy. In the coming weeks.
We need to iron this out with our lawyers and make sure Twitter
face...
British,
you mean the old British ones?
Yeah, yeah. And make sure Twitter face doesn't get involved. So next week, we're going to have a
He's
couple...
He's very quiet.
Yeah, he has. He really has been.
Since he messed with the Apple TV stream. Not the Apple, the Apple stream.
That's true. He's. You know what? I feel like Twitter face is just like picking his moments now.
He is now. He doesn't care anymore.
He's gotten better about like... Now he's just picking the biggest moments to interfere with instead of all of them.
Because that moment on the Apple stream was just hilarious.
Yeah, it was.
Because all the nerds were getting all kinds of ideas. He's like, all right, now.
Like, dude, no, I need to know more about the iPhone stream and the...
I need to know about the 6 Plus because I got small hands.
And dude, that's your big phone. I don't want a big phone because if you drop it on your face, you'll get a concussion, bro.
Oh my God, do you know how heavy those phones are?
Huge, dude.
Like, Polly dangerously used to hang around with those big phones.
Aw, oh, man.
Aw, for us. I mean, not for us. Nerd.
Come on, now. You know those big-ass phones with the aerial poking out?
With the antennas?
Yeah.
You might as well
make iPhones like that. That'd be awesome.
Dude.
Can you imagine? Everyone would be so annoyed.
Somebody should really... tap into this hipster market and sell like portable rotary phones. It's like a little phone. There's like a crank on the side of it. You just turn it for power.
But if you do it, if you crank it up, it becomes a smartphone.
Yes, yeah, so you crank it up like just for data. Like I need to Google, but first I need to crank this up to Google.
Yeah, I need to go on Google. I need to go on Amazon. Which, by the way,
If
you click on thingsdezsays.net, click on the part that says click here. And if you click there, because it tells you to,
where do you go?
It takes you to the Amazon.com, you know and love. And you can type in such things as Nokia 3510.
Shut the f- No. Don't do that. Actually do that, because that'll cost you a lot of money, and then we'll get a good percentage from Amazon.
Indeed.
So I changed my
mind. But if you want to buy real things like Doctor Who DVDs.
Yeah. Wait, hold on.
And if you want to buy comedy from such names as, you know, Chris Rock or...
Yeah. Or Milton Jones.
Well, Milton Jones, who, by the way, has written also... Who's also got books out, if you wanted to.
I can't wait. I know right? Or if you watched the new John Mulaney sitcom on Sunday and you want to watch some of his stand-up, you can buy his New in Town DVD. Wait, no.
No.
Studio audience turned on us there for a second. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
cool.
Dude, you don't do that. Huh. We like John. If you're still
sad about Robin Williams, you can go buy some of his stand-up DVDs. I don't know why you'd want to. I didn't find his stand-up particularly funny, but, you know.
I mean, you know, it's not for everyone.
Go and buy Aladdin.
That's right. Watch it with your kids. Bond with your children. Become a better father.
Forget. Just, you know, go and be a kid again. I love Aladdin. Genie's awesome.
There you go. Bond with your kids. Be a better father. Win the love of your child. Yeah. And through us, you and your child's love can be restored, and we will bring your family back together. All because you shopped from our affiliate link. See what we did there?
Yeah,
we're bringing people together here, man.
We are.
We
this
do
show
that.
Has been very positive, hasn't it?
Yeah, we're like the church of podcasting. We bring you together.
Except on a Saturday.
And we swear a lot more. And one of us drinks more.
we'll leave that hanging there. We'll let them decide which one that is.
You can figure that one out.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. Life is.
How is life, guys? Because you're kind of like all over the place right now.
I'm all over the place. You know,
because if you follow Dez on Twitter, right, you'll see he broadcasts at random times of the day on the radio. Like, huh?
I do Fridays from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m.
See, that's kind of like the late evening session. You kind of slow down.
Yeah, you slow it down, but I try and keep the party going because people are usually.
Oh,
it's
Friday, isn't it? So
yeah, people are going out to party, so I'm like, all right, this is what people would listen to while they party. But I have to do that.
Jepsen?
Yeah, and some dance stuff. How dare you? And so it's hard though, because I'm also doing stand-up on Fridays, so it's like I'm doing both at the same time. I don't know how that works.
Why do you like pre-record the... No, I'm kidding. Why do you like pre-record the last hour and just leave?
I just need a clone. That's what I need to clone myself.
Well, just get me in there, you know. I'll talk to the people. What up, California?
Hello, California. No, you need to do an American voice the whole time though.
No,
like, don't
I just
even...
do the Twitter face voice.
Hello. Don't even tell them you're in England. You just be like, "Yes, hello, California. How are things?"
You know? Now we're gonna play some banging music.
You have to make California references to make them think you're there. You're like, "Yeah, so how about that traffic?
How about those LA Dodgers?" Yes.
Don't get me started on the LA Dodgers, for us.
You out of the playoffs?
We are out of the playoffs.
Oh dear.
Yes.
Who's left it?
We've got the Baltimore Orioles and. The Kansas City Royals, who haven't been in the playoffs in like 30 years, I believe.
They're Royals. I discount them because they've got Royal in the name. Anyway, keep going.
And we've got the...
I don't like Baltimore because I just don't like Baltimore. Keep going.
Nobody likes Baltimore.
Yeah, exactly.
And we've got the San Francisco Giants. And
I don't like
the,
San Francisco because it's too close to LA. Keep going.
Hate them with a passion. And the St. Louis Cardinals that knocked us out of the playoffs.
I don't like them either because certain...
Yes.
Famous person that I don't like comes from that area. Actually, no, I do like him, don't I? Never mind.
What the hell are you talking about? Yeah, I know who you're talking about, but still, he's good.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do. He's good.
I gotcha. Cowboy's son. I can get away with that one because,
you can stop.
Yeah, I'll stop now.
I read this week that Morrissey has been treated for cancer.
Really?
Which has kind of brought me down a lot. I love Morrissey.
There's a lot of people having that kind of scare. Like, there's a famous actress in this country called Linda Bellingham who's got cancer. It's really, cancer's a scary thing, man.
Cancer is a scary thing. Cancer's bad. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Be aware. Wear pink. I mean, if this were more than audio podcasts, I'd probably be wearing pink. Actually, it's an audio podcast. You can't see me. I am wearing pink. And so is Fraz.
I am. I've got pink hair also.
Yeah, he's all decked out in the pink man. Vibes. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got pink sunglasses. Don't even. Don't even.
you sent me stories for us. We should do news.
We should.
Shortly. You sent me a dog owned by alleged Colombian drug trafficker joins police.
That's a, see, look, that dog saw the error of his ways.
Yes. We're keeping up with our dog theme here. Last week we did democracy dogs.
Now we're doing crime fighting dogs. Although this dog was a gangster dog.
This dog was like,
right there.
That's a movie, dude.
One dog learns the error of his ways.
Gangster dog.
I've been doing it wrong, man. I've been doing it wrong. I've been doing it wrong in my life. I got to give it back to the kids. You know what I mean?
No, man. I got to take it back to the street. I got to go back and do, you know, show these kids what's what.
Hey, man. This is, and then they have a scene where he's in the police officer's office. He's like, why do you want to be in the Colombian police force? I don't know why I'm making him sound white, by the way. He's Colombian. He's like, why do you want to be on the Colombian police force, fool? And he's like, hey, man.
Yeah, man.
I've been doing it wrong, man. The dog is like played by Will Smith.
The dog's a black dude.
Yeah, the dog is voiced by Will Smith.
He's like, man, I've been doing it wrong. I'm singing this song and now I'm rapping because I gotta help these kids all along. I'm like, yeah. Dog.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's how the dog talks. He just talks in rhyme.
He just raps.
This is why no one gives us any money to make movies.
Oh, man.
Will Smith stars.
Will dog Smith man. Is gangster dog.
I've been doing this country dirty for the last 10 years. Now let
I'm
me make
paying
it right
my taxes.
I'm going to pay all my taxes, all my dog taxes. I'm going to give back all my dog biscuits. I'm
dog
giving them to the
taxes.
Kids, man.
Dog taxes. Well, here you have to pay for a license to, if you have a dog.
Yeah, but that's not really a dog tax, though, is it?
Yeah, but maybe the dog, he's a drug dealer, so you know.
Oh, then you got to put, you got to put like an electronic tag on the dog, which there should be already, but you got to put another one.
Yeah.
Just to monitor him.
For tax
purposes.
See where
he's going, see if he's breaking curfew.
Oh, you don't have a Wesley Snipes dog?
Yeah.
Wesley Snipes dog.
Wesley Snipes dog.
That'll be a comedy.
Was he going to be a cross between Blade?
This dog never paid his taxes. Now he has to pay up or things are going to get rough.
Oh, really?
Rob Schneider stars in.
The dog that didn't pay his taxes.
Did you hear, by the way, that Rob... No, I think... I don't know if this is true. I read this on Twitter, but I was not in the right state of mind to process things. But I think...
You were under the influence, weren't you?
No, maybe. Oh. Adam Sandler, I think... I think... Did Netflix sign a deal with Adam Sandler to do movies for them?
I don't know. Did they?
If they did...
I don't know why anyone would pay him to make...
Man, because if they did, dude... That's
terrible. You know what? There's two movies I like Adam Sandler in, all right? Big Daddy was cool when I was younger.
That was all right.
Yeah, and I kind of like Grown Ups just because Chris Rock was in it.
I liked Billy Madison was cool.
Yeah.
Happy Gilmore was okay. It wasn't as good as people say it was. But
Big Daddy, in my opinion, was a good movie. I enjoyed that movie immensely.
I watched that movie. It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
But Billy Madison was my ish, man.
Yeah. Grown Ups was good because I had like a bunch of other people in it. Mainly Chris Rock. So, you know. Rock can do no wrong in my eyes. Just saying.
Sorry, this is from the BBC. Following the arrest of his owner, alleged Colombian trafficker last month, Pecus
you can't
the
do it,
dog.
Can you?
I can't. Pecus. His name is Pecus?
His name is Pecus.
Pecus. Pecus
How
the
do you
dog.
Spell that?
P-E-C-A-S.
It might be Picas.
Picas. Pecus the dog has new life firmly on the right side of the law.
And there's a video, I think, as well.
Yeah, there is. This is great, dude. No, this is cool. Somebody should make a movie about this, like a cartoon movie. It was our idea,
Disney should fund this, shouldn't they?
Yeah.
I think this is perfect for Disney. They're showing that a dog.
A god. And,
I'm not dyslexic, I promise. a dog can change his ways. So, anyone can change their ways.
He is man's new best friend, fighting drugs on the right side.
Fighting drugs?
Yeah, he's fighting drugs now.
Is he?
He fights them, yeah, physically.
He fights them. Yeah. He bites into them.
God damn you, cocaine. Stop getting in my way.
Takes a bite into the pill and just ends up high. He's rolling his eyes.
They should do a movie about a dog with a drug problem.
Oh, the drug withdrawals from the dog. That'd be awesome.
Oh, man.
Gets all kind of angry.
Yeah, that's going to be in the middle of the movie. He relapses and they have like
he's
going to
make an album called Dog Relapse.
And they have an impassioned speech with his coworker that he also has a love interest in, played by like I don't know, Megan Fox. She's like,
because she, you know, she's the girl for every superhero feel good movie right now.
She's like, Picas, you need to calm down. You need to step back and you need to think about yourself. And he's like,
because if you don't, when you wake up tomorrow, I won't be here.
Yeah, I won't be here. And he's like, fuck you. I don't need you. I'm gonna do me.
Then he's like, he lays down in his dog basket as an epiphany.
And he's like, oh shit.
Like his dog, like himself from the future, will come. It sound all old. You need to change your way.
You'll end up like me, young fella.
You know, raggedy ass dog, drooping.
He has like one ear. He's like, where's the other ear go, dude?
The other, you know, one of the, you know, he didn't pay his bills on time, and so the drug dealer came and chopped his other ear off.
That's true. He lost his ear.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it's perfect.
See, this is what you think this is just on here. We talk about this kind of stuff off air. This is what we're like.
Yeah, that's how normal discussions.
Why does anyone want fund us to make a movie?
Give us a movie, damn it!
I'm telling you.
I don't know. It's people hate
it's
us.
It's a good
man.
Story, though. I think it's a good, nice, because every time you hear about Colombia, it's always about drugs and violence and whatnot.
Yeah,
it's nice to hear about a dog changing his ways.
If like Disney wants to make it more child friendly, the dog could have like a coffee addiction,
a chocolate addiction.
Yeah,
you know what they do need to do. Someone needs to send Cookie Monster to rehab, though. Just saying.
Yeah, he has a problem.
That dude has got a problem. Yeah. Oh, can you imagine the special? Like he'd go on NBC.
MTV's True Life. My name is Cookie Monster.
Yeah.
I was bored. Me was bored in Massachusetts. And me had rough childhood.
Me mother only fed me cookie.
No, he's like, me not eat first cookie till me was in college. But then me started overcompensating.
First, me started off with chocolate chip.
then me experimented with heavy shit like macadamia nut. Then, to fight me nut allergy, I started getting that shit special ordered. You know what I mean?
No, wait. Damn it. No, Cookie Monster can't talk in the first person. He talks in third person.
Me also love Girl Scout cookies. I love season of Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, when Girl Scout cookies happened, me got in trouble for they thought me was trying to harass Girl Scout, but really, me just wanted extra cookie.
It's a great documentary.
Coming this summer to Netflix.
Oh, man.
A Netflix-only documentary.
See, and then, like, Big Bird and Elmo were trying to kind of talk him around.
Like, you know, we used to watch him and we didn't think it was too much of a problem, but then things started really getting crazy.
Elmo used to try and take care of Cookie Monster.
That's scary. I need to stop that.
What the fuck was that? Dude, that was too good, man.
You are listening to Culture My Pop. I'm ThinkDeadShed.net.
Oh, man. I'm glad I'm sober right now, because I would, like, the show would not continue if you had done that. Oh, shit. They have that documentary.
Yes, it's Elmo, apparently.
They have that documentary on Netflix, though. It's Being Elmo. I don't know if you've seen it.
No.
But it's a whole thing. It's like this guy who is Elmo, and I don't know. I guess he hates his life or something, because he can't be anything else now. He's just Elmo.
But why would you want to be anything? Elmo has a great life.
You're fucking Elmo, dude. Everybody knows who you are. It's great.
I know. And Elmo has a great life. My guy's chilling on the street. See, he, so how come he doesn't get done for loitering on the street?
Yeah. Well, you know, the people like run up to you and tickle you and shit. I guess I could see where the problem would be.
See, that's a problem. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Elmo, I need you to like help me with the alphabet. And I mean, he's like, what? I'm just, and Elmo's like,
you know, I need you to sing, you know.
Yeah. Help me with my.
Elmo's where?
No, dude, can you imagine though? Like, Elmo's like shopping at like, I don't know, the grocery store, and people walk up to him and they're like, hey, man, I forget. Like, what's the letter after H?
What's the worst word on the street today?
Well,
come on, man.
What letter is today brought to us by? I forgot. I could see where the problem would be. Like see, that Eminem song.
You know what I want people to do? I want people like them to make an Oscar the Grouch documentary. Because that guy will just eventually tell everyone to piss off.
Yes. He's like, get his cameras out of here. Anyway, that was just one news story.
This is good practice for Des's improv.
I know. My improv sucks, man. So I need... It's good on the podcast for some reason. Assistant... No, wait. Asian, not assistant. Oh, that would be cool.
How do you get that, man?
Assistant giant hornets would be awesome. Can you imagine if you had a giant hornet as your assistant?
Oh.
You, like, get on the buzzer and you're like, excuse me, Matilda, more coffee, please. And your horn's like... Bzzz.
Bzzz. Yeah. Oh, and if you want to move someone out of the chair, like, I want to sit right there. And the hornet.
Hornet was... That would be great. Fuck, man. How are we not on drugs? Assistant Giant Hornet. Another cartoon movie.
Yeah. Oh, it's kind of like Ratatouille just with a hornet.
The hornet, all the hornet wants to do is be an Olympic figure skater.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, you can't, hornet. You don't even have feet.
But I want to make this dream a reality.
Yes. Please help me live out my dreams. He crashes into a window.
Eventually he just freezes. He gets on the ice and just kind of freezes. He just stands there.
He just stands there forever.
He can't move.
It'd be funnier if it was about a moth who had to, like, he was poor, and so he had to work at a clothes store, but, like, but he's a moth. So.
Gets attracted to the lights. He works in the big city.
That would be, the moth has to overcome the odds, man. He needs to fight.
Yeah, man, he has to overcome his light obsession.
Yeah. He needs to make, he's got a wife, he's got children's
moth
support.
Kid, moth children's.
Yeah, man. He's a...
It's hard out here for a moth.
Damn straight.
The struggle is real. The struggle is real.
He got moths to feed, not me. Oh, shit. Asian giant hornets have been spreading in Europe. 600 pupils were...
What?
600 pupils were evacuated from a school in Portugal after a nest of Asian giant hornets crashed from a nearby falling tree.
What were they doing? Firstly, what were they doing to, like,
it was,
how did the tree fall?
I think it was windy, and so the tree fell. And I guess apparently that shit happens in Europe. I wouldn't know.
They live in Portugal.
Is it
which
not
is sunnier
there?
Climes.
Okay. Well, it was windy that day. And
apparently.
I remember it like it was yesterday for us. Yeah.
Oh, man.
We were sitting in school learning about our ABCs and our 1-2-3s.
They're watching Elmo, ironically.
And then they fell from the sky for us. They fell from the
sky. It's like a plague. Why is that like an old southern guy?
I don't know.
Gonna preach at me.
I don't know what he's doing in Portugal. But they descended from the heavens like an unwanted angel for us.
How do you sound like JR?
I don't know.
What if the hornet saw shale?
The Dallas
shale
character.
Hornet shale.
JR the Dallas character.
Yeah. 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 Got a shale. The hornet didn't sell.
Shut the fuck up.
Got a shale. Hornet shale.
Oh.
Damn hornets. Firstly, how the hell did how do you not notice that a nest of, like, giant, not even, like, normal hornets, hornets?
Yeah, if they're giant, I'm pretty sure you would know that they were up there, right?
Like, how do you not, like, if someone would get stung eventually, no?
I guess. I mean...
Well, it's near a school, so,
they're in
you know,
a tree.
You know how kids are. They're gonna climb the tree.
I guess this is just shows that, like, 20 years ago, kids played outside so much that somebody would have noticed. But
yeah,
these days, they're all
busy
inside.
Playing video games.
They're on their iPads, yeah. It's like, so this is what technology does.
What the hell is that? Oh, it must be some kind of insect. Okay.
Oh, yeah. We fine.
A flipping giant hornet.
Giant hornet, man. I wonder if any of them were green.
Nah!
Yes.
Scary.
The giant hornet.
The giant hornet.
And his Japanese assistant.
There's a manga. I'm sure someone would make a graphic novel.
Yes. Giant hornet and Japanese assistant. Today's case, the case of the missing giant
tree.
Squid.
Yeah, the giant squid.
Yeah, I don't know. I was trying to think of a random object.
No, giant rhinoceros.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that's all we have, right?
Down Portuguese. No, I sent you one earlier, was it?
Oh, that's right. Let me find it.
It should be near the top.
Boy. We've had a lot of moments here on Cold from My Mom. And we can have these moments live for you if you continue supporting the hashtag West Coast Wispy.
You might even see the two white guys together one day.
Oh, man, wouldn't that be great? I would be shocked, actually, if that happens.
Yeah, that would be shocking. They'd end up in trouble, I think. I think they'd behave, for the most part.
Dude, this is the best headline ever.
That's what I'm saying.
You're right. I'm so glad we got to this. I'm so glad we got to this. Russia, colon. This is dramatic. You have to put a colon in there for dramatic system. Russia, colon. Escaped raccoon prompts 2-week chase.
It's a raccoon.
It's a raccoon, dude. Officer, we need to find this raccoon. Who cares? The fucking raccoon, John. No, the raccoon.
No, it's France. It's France. It's Jean.
Oh, yeah. Jean, we need to find the escaped raccoon.
We need to find the escaped raccoon.
Raccoon? Why do we care? The raccoon
is a Russian raccoon.
Oh, no, sacre bleu.
He might have some explosives or some nuclear thing.
Yes, I might do that. I might. I'm like a Russian who kind of has an American accent now because he's hung out in America for a couple years.
you know how most Russians do. Have you noticed those Russian mobsters that they have in movies have really thick American accents?
Yeah,
most of the time now. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah,
you're a Russian American dude.
Hello, man. Yes, I am Russian. I come from.
My name is Dmitry, but I am Russian.
Yes, my name is. Actually, it's Zachary, and. I am a raccoon. I'll dig to your trash at night. It's very pleasant to me.
Yes, but if you get in my way, I will bite you.
I will bite you. I look like a bandit. I do not know why they did not call me bandit.
Whatever. Bandit the raccoon.
Bandit, yes. Put your
hands
up.
We must find this raccoon. We must find him.
I'm going to go rob a bank now.
Yeah, rob a bank.
Raccoon at the Saint-Colaire Zoological Park in the French city of Rhodes. What?
Spell it.
R-H-O-D-E-S.
Oh, whoa.
Roll. A raccoon which escaped from a touring Russian animal show. Evaded
searches.
Hang on
a second. I thought they banned
those. I don't even know what those are.
I thought they were illegal. I thought you can't take those, like, do animal tours anymore.
Well, it's France.
Yeah.
Everything goes in France, apparently.
Well, apparently. Well, if they use snails and whatnot. Escargot.
This would also be a great action movie directed by Michael Bay.
It wouldn't it?
One raccoon must outrun
one raccoon, the two police officers,
the entire
one
country
city.
France.
We must find him. We must find this raccoon.
It's like a 24 commercial. Yeah. It's like, doot, boom. I'm on there.
Then you've got to get Kiefer Sutherland to play one of the cops with his deep voice.
The raccoon's like, he like takes a family hostage. He's like, you're going to fucking protect me. Otherwise,
you
I'm
will
going
protect
to.
If any cop comes, I will blow you away.
Fucking raccoon. That's so great. If you don't protect me, I will eat everything in your pantry.
Including the baby food. That's a big threat.
That's right. Baby Nathan will have nothing to eat, but I will.
Baby Nathan.
Baby Nathan. Sorry, it's France. Nathan.
His name is Matthew or something.
The raccoon's name is Cheeky.
Really?
Cheeky the raccoon.
Cheeky the raccoon. That doesn't sound like a gangster raccoon.
Yes, they gave me a stupid fucking name, and that is why I escaped and ran to the streets.
I'm Cheeky the raccoon.
In the streets, they call me Cheeks.
They call me Chico.
It's terrible, dude.
Damn, stupid raccoon.
The Moscow Times ran a story on this. Can you imagine being in Russia and you're reading
about... It must have been a slow news day, no?
You're reading about a fucking raccoon that escaped in France.
It must have been... Was Vladimir Putin, like, not doing anything there? Was he not making inflammatory statements about America that day or something?
And I think the Russian people were, like, they were all cheering for the raccoon. They're like, yes, let us go and root for the raccoon at the local sports
because
bar.
He's Russian, you know.
Yes, he's Russian. We need hope somewhere.
God forbid they're not getting anywhere else, are they?
Oh, man. What a great story. Fucking Russians.
The headline is the best, though.
Russian.
It's so dramatic.
That's almost as good as the Australian, was it? The Australian pig that got drunk in front of a fucking cow.
The story's a non-event after that, isn't it, really?
No, no pig, you can't top that. Oh, dude. All right. I think we're done.
I'm tired.
I'm tired, dude.
I'm hungry.
All right, so...
I'm going to see if there's a raccoon in my pantry now.
Who speaks Russian and points a gun at you?
He's going to eat the baby food, of which I don't have any.
You're in trouble if you have any baby food for us.
I know.
All right. Yeah, so we're on Twitter at Des Delgadillo, at Bell Wisp. That's with an A, not an E. If you don't know that by now, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, people still make that mistake. Like, how many times do I have to... It's da.
It's da, not da. Da.
Da. You know me, because I try and be different.
We're on iTunes. Please leave a review, subscribe, Amazon. Click, go to thingsthatsays.net and click on the link and buy stuff through Amazon. We get a kickback and it costs you nothing extra.
We do know what you purchase, though, so, you know, nothing dodgy, all right?
Yeah, we're not going to, you know, allow this shady business to occur.
Because if you do find something dodgy, we will reveal it on it. No, we won't. No.
We'll laugh about it, like, quietly. And, like,
yeah. We'll snicker in the corner. But,
yeah. In a judgmental way.
Yeah.
All right, man, we're done. We'll be back on Monday. If you're a fan of wrestling, we'll be back with a
and
wrestling
And if you're a
show.
Fan of dating in professional wrestling.
And dating. Oh, yeah, we've got a dating-themed program for you coming up.
Yes. And we'll also be talking about Dwayne.
Yes. The number one, I think, highest grossing actor.
The number
one
selling box office superstar.
Something like that. What are we talking about that dude? He did some stuff for some stuff.
The bald headed fella.
Yeah. All right. So that's it. If you're not down with that, then Fraz got two words for you.
Piss off.